Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Today is commencement day for many colleges across the state, including the University of Utah, which has had several pro-Palestinian protests this week. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera asked students of the graduating class how they are feeling.
Right before heading to their commencement at the University of Utah, I spoke with twin sisters Monica and Sonia Wiglinski. I asked Monica if she thought protesters would ruin her big day.
I don't think it would ruin the day. If anything, it makes me really hopeful for the future. Going into graduation, I know that the U has been putting all these extra restrictions on, but I honestly just feel like it makes people even more want to fight again.
Her twin sister Sonia shared a message for the graduating class.
I want to tell the students to keep fighting and, you know, never back down, and things will work out. I'm sure of it.
Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The U is beefing up security for tonight's graduation ceremonies following two protests on campus earlier this week. University says they will have extra police security officers inside the Huntsman Center, and they say protesters are not allowed to disrupt the ceremony, but they are welcome to continue expressing their views outside the building. The Jewish community in Salt Lake City has increased security around synagogues because of the nationwide protests over the Israeli-Hamas war. Rabbi Moshe Negri tells KSL-TV that he's been reaching out to Jewish students at the University of Utah since the protests started on Monday.
The students felt more safer than before, and they felt that the future is going to be brighter.
Another local rabbi says disagreeing better is critical to finding peace for everyone. KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden spoke at the White House today, commenting on the pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses across the country.
There's the right to protest, but not the right to cause chaos. People have the right to get an education, the right to get a degree, the right to walk across the campus safely without fear of being attacked.
His statement comes just hours after police cracked down and dispersed protest encampments at UCLA and Columbia University. President says he upholds the right to peaceful protests alongside the rule of law. Nebo School District says there has been another bomb threat at Mount Nebo Middle School. It's the fourth in 3 weeks. A district news release says they are not evacuating the building. Police have swept the building without finding anything dangerous. The district said yesterday it's assigning extra personnel to the school to deal with the threat. The name of two fallen officers have been added to the Utah Law Enforcement Memorial today. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi is live at the state capitol for the ceremony. Tammy?
Thankfully, there were no Utah law enforcement killed in the line of duty last year, but today, two officers are being posthumously recognized for their work. In October 1931, James Hann was killed in a motorcycle crash while in the line of duty. And in 2006, Trenton Halliday is thought to be a victim of meth exposure while on the job. About 100 officers from around the state are in attendance to pay respects as the names are added to the fallen officer memorial. Live on the west lawn of the Utah State Capitol, Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
A woman in Saratoga Springs is accused of killing her friend as part of a suicide pact. Police say 21-year-old Heavenly Garfield shot and killed her friend earlier this week with plans to take her own life after. She's now facing charges for murder and discharge of a firearm. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, there is help available. Call 988 to speak with someone at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Utah is now part of the 26-state lawsuit fighting gun sale regulations. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The regulations from the Biden administration aim at closing what is known as the gun show loophole. It would require sellers at shows or online to get licenses and background checks on potential buyers. The lawsuit claims it infringes on Second Amendment rights and cannot be enforced since Congress did not vote on it. It comes from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives in place of traditional legislation.
The rule is set to take effect later this month. Other national stories KSL is following. Arizona's governor is preparing to sign a bill into law repealing a Civil War-era ban on on nearly all abortions in the state. But even after the governor signs the repeal, it won't take immediate effect. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Under Arizona law, the repeal of that Civil War era abortion ban won't formally go into effect until 90 days after the state legislature ends its session, which could happen anytime in June or July. That means unless a court steps in, the Civil War era ban could be the law of the land for days or even weeks while its repeal waits to officially become law. Jay O'Brien, ABC News, Washington.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Valley Freeway traffic looking really good. We have a report of a crash in West Jordan at Redwood Road and 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI, or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Spring is a great time to elevate the look of your home and landscape by adding beautiful flowers to the yard and patio. And pros and hobbyists alike know that the best flowers are grown by Olson's Greenhouse, right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for over 80 years. That's four generations of a local, family-run Utah business. So whether you're looking to add a pop of color to the back patio or a beautiful flower bed to the front landscape, flowers from Olson's Greenhouse are the perfect finishing touch to make your yard a joy to relax in. Stop by OGG.com or find us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you'll find inspiring photos to get you going on your flower gardening journey. You can also find a local retailer carrying plants from Olson's Greenhouse. That's OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you can dream big, dream bold, and dream in color with beautiful plants and flowers from Olson's Greenhouse.
Advanced Window Products, $2,500 off 10 windows or more. AdvancedWindows.com. Affordable windows, guaranteed.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, two fallen officers have had their names added to the Utah Law Enforcement Memorial today, years after their deaths, which are now considered in the line of duty. KSL News Time, 1208. College enrollment could be on the decline after federal student aid applications have been delayed for millions of students. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
The way Kim Cook of the National College Attainment Networks puts it, this could be a catastrophic drop in enrollment. She says applications have gotten gummed up by a new process that has locked out 20% of students from making needed corrections. New numbers from the group show Utah is near the bottom of the nation for high schoolers who complete an application at about 22%.
The National College Attainment Networks also says that U.S. applications have dropped by almost a third since last year. Thousands of students will don their caps and gowns today at three Utah colleges host commencement ceremonies. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
Utah Valley, Utah State, and the University of Utah will all be hosting their commencement ceremonies throughout the day. Tens of thousands of students will be graduating, kicking off with the Aggies at 9 a.m., followed by the Utes at 6 in the evening, and closing out with the Wolverine ceremony beginning at 6:30. Most of the convocations for these graduating students will be held throughout the day tomorrow.
BYU, Weber State already hosted their graduation ceremonies. Some of Utah State students are talking about their future plans after this morning's commencement.
Future press secretary for the president.
Yes.
That's what I'll
future
go for.
National Geographic journalist.
Yes. So. Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah.
The Aggies held their main commencement this morning, but will continue to hold graduation ceremonies for specific degrees through today and tomorrow. More than 10,000 students will graduate from Utah Valley University tonight, and a third of them are first-generation graduates. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
3,400 students will be the first in their families to graduate from college. UVU Associate Vice President for Access and Outreach Barney Nye talked about the privilege the university has in helping students change the trajectory of their careers and their families.
Both want their students to find success, want their students to achieve big things, sometimes feel inadequate to the task of helping them get to where they want to go. The pride that shows up on commencement day is just remarkable.
That's why UVU created its First Generation Access Center in 2019 to help first generation students with things like tutoring, career counseling, and securing financial aid. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We actually have a really nice drive in progress on all of the Valley freeways. You're not going to see any problems there. Now, scanners had called out a crash in West Jordan, 90th South Redwood Road. I can see traffic getting through most of the intersections, so it may have been pulled over into a parking lot. Also, a report of an accident in Bountiful, 4th South at 200 West. Wasatch Front Businesses and Property Managers. GoPave Utah provides all asphalt repairs for your parking. For patching and paving along the Wasatch Front, contact GoPave Utah. GoPaveUtah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High's Thursday afternoon will be a little bit better compared to Wednesday. We'll be in the low 60s along the Wasatch Front. Clouds are going to continue to move in as the day goes on ahead of a weak cold front that's going to bring a few showers tonight for northern Utah into Friday morning. We'll cut off rain chances by noon, so the rest of Friday will be mostly sunny with highs near 60. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 57 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, Senator Mitt Romney says he's concerned about the rapid spread of bird flu and how it's impacting our cattle and milk. We'll talk to Utah's assistant state vet to get the latest on the problem here. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. As the seasons change, it's been so fun to dig into my closet and be able to wear things that I haven't been able to squeeze into for years. With the help of Salt Lake City Fat Loss, I have lost 25 pounds in 60 days. That's more than 3 dress sizes, and I'm not on some sort of crazy fat diet. Dr. Adam and the folks at Salt Lake City Fat Loss have designed a plan for me that's quickly melting off the stored fat that I've been carrying around. And I've done it while eating a healthy combination of foods without rigorous exercise. There are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, and no injections. Check it out for yourself. Just go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Right now, you can get $200 off just by mentioning my name, Maria. But don't wait. It's only for a limited time. What are you waiting for? I lost 25 pounds in 60 days. Many of their clients lose up to a pound per day. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That is slcfatloss.com.
It's on, and it's happening now through May 12th. Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America are bringing you the biggest savings of the year. Save up to $5,000 off MSRP with 2 convenient locations. We're your go-to destination for all things hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges. Before you even think about buying from another competitor, stop right there. At Hot Tub Factory Outlet, our prices are unbeatable. Our selection of Sundance hot tubs and swim spas are second to none. But it's not just about great deals. When you have a question or need service, who do you turn to? At Hot Tub Factory Outlet and Backyards of America, you'll have local experts right at your fingertips. We're your ultimate destination for hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges. Hot Tub Factory Outlet next to Cowabunga Bay. Open Monday through Friday till 6, Saturday till 5, and this Sunday from 11 to 4. And Backyards of America in Sandy. Open Monday through Friday till 6 and Saturday till 5.
More than 80 million of Utah's education tax dollars up for grabs.
And a lot of opportunity for a lot of students, a lot of families.
Much of it going to families who homeschool.
I think public schools would be a better place to spend that money.
So where could that money go?
Things like martial arts and dance studios.
There's no restrictions on the money.
Tonight, I'll get to work to
follow the money
behind Utah's homeschool surge.
See who gets it.
On KSL News at 10.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money radio show and call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
before graduating students from the University of Utah head to their commencements, I'm asking how they're feeling and if they think protests could ruin their big day. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, there has been a fourth bomb threat at Mount Nebo Middle School in as little as 3 weeks. The school was not evacuated. Police swept the building and didn't find anything dangerous. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We are getting a report of a possible accident at 11th East and South Temple. I can definitely see some backups in the area going eastbound and northbound at that intersection. Freeway traffic rolling along. A crash reported at Redwood Road and 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Passing showers tonight and Friday morning, then dry as we head into the weekend. I'm Devin Mashuli.
It's mostly cloudy, 57 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Hours after law enforcement cleared pro-Palestinian and anti-war protesters who had taken over a portion of the UCLA campus, heavy equipment moved in to dismantle the encampment and loaded tents into dumpsters. Police say they arrested more than 130 demonstrators who refused to leave. President Biden speaking out on the violence and anti-Semitic rhetoric that spilled over from the protests at college campuses nationwide. The president says he upholds the right to peaceful protests alongside the rule of law.
I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
President Biden in North Carolina today paying respects to law enforcement officers and U.S. Marshals killed and injured in Charlotte this week while serving a warrant at a home. The suspect was shot and killed in a shootout. Hamas has sent a delegation to Qatar in the latest round of brokered ceasefire talks, the U.S. urging Hamas to accept the proposal with Israel. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
We're getting mixed signals, to be honest, from the leadership of Hamas. We were hearing from a senior Hamas official saying that their general position on the proposal on the table was negative. And the political leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was saying that they're considering the deal with an air of positivity.
A day after Arizona State Senate lawmakers finalized a measure to repeal the Civil War-era abortion ban, the governor set to sign that bill today.
Under Arizona law, the repeal of that Civil War-era abortion ban won't formally go into effect until 90 days after the state legislature ends its session, which could happen anytime in June or July. That means unless a court steps in, the Civil War-era ban could be the law of the land for days or even weeks.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Senator Mitt Romney is calling for action to stop the rapid spread of bird flu. He wrote a letter to the CDC, the FDA, and the USDA demanding to know what specific steps are being taken to contain the outbreak. Since the USDA confirmed the first case in dairy cattle at the end of March, Romney says there are a lot of questions about the safety of our milk and beef supply in the U.S. Joining me now live to talk about this is Dr. Amanda Price, Utah's Assistant State Veterinarian for the Utah Department of Agriculture. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to be here.
So tell us the situation in Utah. What is the latest on the bird flu problem as it relates to Utah's livestock?
So we have not had any cases here in Utah. We have seen it in 9 states and 33 herds. That's what USDA is reporting at this point. But we have not seen it at all in Utah.
So is this something that you're concerned could have an impact on the state?
Yes, so it could have an impact on our individual dairies. This disease causes the cattle to stop producing milk and go off of feed for a while. And so it can have a devastating economic impact on the dairies that are here. So USDA has put some guidelines in place to identify where the disease is within the U.S. In case it's in dairies that we're not currently aware of. So they've put in some testing requirements and some movement requirements so that we can better track this disease.
Yeah, Senator Romney is asking what actually is being done to stop the spread of bird flu. So I'm imagining that's the testing you're talking about. Anything else happening in our state to prevent it?
We have put in some movement restrictions on lactating dairy cattle moving into the state. So usually when they come in on a health certificate, they have to be inspected within 30 days of coming in. But we've reduced that down to 7 days so that we can make sure that we're not bringing in affected cattle. And we are also requiring the veterinarian to write on the health certificate that herd is not experiencing any symptoms of the disease. With this federal order that just went into effect on Monday, all lactating dairy cattle, so those that are producing milk that are crossing state lines and going to a dairy or a show or even an auction across state lines, have to be tested for the disease. So they take a milk sample on each one of those animals. They submit that to a diagnostic lab. And then if they are negative, then they are allowed to cross state lines.
Dr. Price, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me.
Okay, absolutely.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Dr. Amanda Price, Utah's Assistant State Veterinarian for the Utah Department of Agriculture. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
We do have a new accident. It's in Box Elder County, but it's way, way up there. It's westbound on I-84. And it's about 14 to 15 miles north of Tremont. And this is going to be in the Blue Creek Howell area. And we are seeing some backups there. Now, I-15 looks really good. And that's from Corinne all the way down to Provo. That's both directions. The rest of your Valley Freeway is also seeing a nice ride. We had scanners calling out a crash at 90th South Redwood Road. I'm not sure it's there, or if it is, it's been pulled into a parking lot. And a report of an accident in Bountiful, 4th South at 200 West. Calling all Wasatch and Summit County residents. Use the code LOCALVIP to get early access and lock in your summer plans for Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast has a bit of a roller coaster ride. We'll go 61 today, increasing clouds and a little breezy. 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny. And then we'll go 77, partly cloudy skies on Saturday, windy out of the south. That ushers in a nice cold front on Sunday, 62, chance for thunderstorms, a little breezy there. Monday, mostly cloudy, slight chance for a shower, 56. We're down to 54 with, yes, rain, snow, showers possible. On Tuesday, we keep it cool and partly cloudy for your Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 57 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Dow right now up by nearly 300 points. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
What does an Olympic venue, Memorial Weekend, music, food, canine athletes, and handlers celebrating 20 years all have in common?
The 20th anniversary of the Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic, presented by Purina Pro Plan, May 24th through 27th. A glorious event set amidst the Soldier Hollow mountainside. Cheer on top dog athletes and talented handlers dueling rugged mountainous terrain against the clock with agility and skill to corral the most insolent sheep in the world.
4 days, high-value competition,
demos,
music,
along with delicious local eateries and vendors bordered in beautiful Midway, Utah.
Soldier Hollow Sheepdog Classic,
presented by Purina Pro Plan.
Performance nutrition that fuels sporting dog champions.
Powder River,
the authority in livestock handling equipment.
And IFA Country Stores.
For over 100 years, helping farmers and ranchers grow the things they love.
May 24th through 27th, visit SoldierHollowClassic.com. SoldierHollowClassic.com.
You know, it's hard to believe that Dee and I have now been living in our new house for about 9 years now. You know, the thing that has really surprised me is how many appliances we have had to have work on and even replace. You know, the one that we haven't replaced, haven't done any work on at all, have not had a minute's trouble with? It's the Kinetico soft water system. And it's so interesting because when we were building the home, the builder said, okay, well, what do you want for a water softener? And I just interrupted. I said, wait, we're going to go with Kinetico. And they just smiled at me like, yeah, we know about Kinetico. Never once have we had an issue with our Kinetico soft water system, not only in our new home, but in our previous home as well. It just sits there in the basement, does its job, does it so much more efficiently than any other soft water system out there on the market today. Why don't you give them a call, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house, whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed. Call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1225. $1 million is being put towards increasing the ability of local companies to process food rather than rely on that food coming in from out of state.
Bailey Wolstenhume with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says Utah currently doesn't have many strong food processing operations, and so a lot is outsourced. Beefing up our food processing sector will help benefit our economy as well as local farms and ranches. It will also help us be less affected by food supply chain issues in other states.
KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson says this is the third year that the grant money has been available, and it's proven to be very successful. A Wasatch County cheesemaker increased their processing capacity by 1,000 pounds a week. Watching Utah's money, T-Mobile is now the proud owner of Mint Mobile. The smaller phone provider, partially owned by Ryan Reynolds, was purchased for $1.35 billion. Mint Mobile says they will continue to offer their cheapest plan at $15 a month. DoorDash reported higher than expected revenue in the first quarter, but the company's shares fell more than 15% over rising costs. The San Francisco-based delivery company says its total orders climbed 21% to $620 million in the quarter. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow right now up by 283 points, nearly a full percent, sitting at 38,186. S&P is up by 40, and the NASDAQ, it's up nearly a percent and a half, up 213 points.
The jurors are taking notes.
Daybell sat with his hands crossed, staring down both witnesses.
And watching screens as evidence is presented.
New information that hasn't come out in the case before now.
Get updates mornings, afternoons, and when they break. Amy Kobabe is in the Boise courtroom all week long. The trial of Chad Daybell on KSL News Radio.
If you have been putting off a procedure that you know you need done because you've been walking around with pain in a hip or a knee, or you haven't been able to play tennis or ride a bike because of a shoulder, because you were fearful that it'll have you out for the season or maybe out for the rest of your life of doing something you love, listen closely, because the future of medicine is here in the Valley at QC Kinetics. They are the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management you've seen in decades. It's regenerative medicine. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these may no longer be your best option. You need to call QC Kinetics today. They're under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who's been at this for 20 years in clinical work, tons of research, teaching, and publishing, and he wants you to get that relief without surgery or downtime. Do this today. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987.
Join KSL and Tim and Amanda this Friday, 3 to 5, at the Salt Lake NPS Store at 1600 Empire Road, npsstore.com. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a small accident. This is westbound on the 21st South Freeway. It's going to be about 6200 West. So after 5600 West, you'll see there were two vehicles over to the shoulder. Now there's one with the hood up, but it's not causing any kind of delay. A possible accident downtown South Temple and 1100 East, and one reported in Bountiful at 400 South 200 West. Spring has sprung, so it's time to shop IFA's Spring Flowers Sale. Now through May 19th, visit your local IFA or shop IFACountryStores.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thursday afternoon, we're going to see middle to high level clouds move into northern Utah. This is ahead of a cold front that will bring a few passing showers to northern Utah tonight into Friday morning. Generally, these showers will be light and will come to an end by lunchtime. So expect the rest of Friday to be dry with mostly sunny skies and highs near 60. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mashuli.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. Mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 57 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Chad Daybell's family is taking the stand in his trial today, giving us a better idea of how he reacted to his wife's death. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is outside the courthouse in Boise with the latest.
Chad's mom took the stand today, saying he was like a normal grieving husband at Tammy's funeral. That's a very different story from what Tammy's family have said, that Chad seemed stoic. Chad's mom smiled at him and his brother sitting in the audience as she left the courtroom. Then Chad's sister-in-law took the stand. She says Chad told her two different explanations for why Tammy died just weeks apart from each other. She also says their relationship became strained back in 2014 when he started telling people he was having visions of the end of times. Reporting in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
ASL's top national stories. Testimony resumed this morning at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York. Keith Davidson, the former attorney for Stormy Daniels, testified he brokered a non-disclosure agreement and payment with former Trump attorney Michael Cohen to prevent Daniels from disclosing her alleged affair with Trump. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports from the courthouse.
Keith Davidson certainly didn't do any favors to Michael Cohen. He called him a jerk. He called him a pants-on-fire kind of guy. He said that he didn't think Cohen was being truthful about the reason for all of the delays in wiring the $130,000. The image that's coming out of Michael Cohen as painted by Keith Davidson isn't terribly flattering.
On top of that, prosecutors have asked a judge to impose additional sanctions on the former president for violating a gag order in the case, but the judge has not ruled on that yet. Other national stories KSL is following. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian protest encampment on the UCLA campus after hundreds of protesters defied police orders to leave. LAPD and the California Highway Patrol came on campus after violence broke out between the demonstrators and counter-protesters. CHP spokesman Officer Alex Pareda says officers gave protesters the chance to leave peacefully before the arrests.
We never want to resort to having using force. We want to make sure this can come to as peaceful a resolution as possible. If we could talk it out, we will. And that's what they did there. They wanted to try and make sure that we can give them a last chance to just leave peacefully.
President Biden spoke about the nationwide protests on college campuses today. He says the National Guard will not get involved, but violent protests are not protected and peaceful protests are protected. There are still lots of unanswered questions after police in Wisconsin shot and killed an eighth grader outside a middle school. The boy had what appeared to be a rifle. Charity McCarthy has kids in the district.
Somebody said run. They ran. I just wanted to hold them tight and not let them go.
No word yet on why the boy may have had the gun or what led to the shooting. Republican candidate for Utah Governor Phil Lyman is speaking out about his lawsuit against the lieutenant governor's office for not allowing his running mate to file the appropriate paperwork before the deadline.
They wouldn't even read the lieutenant governor, my lieutenant governor candidate, the constitutional requirements. Because if they did, then he would be able to check the box and say that they they did that. So they were obstructing the whole process.
Lyman told David Dujanovic that the question of whether a person must live in Utah for 5 years immediately before an election or just 5 years at any time didn't come up until after the state's GOP convention, which he won. A federal rule to cut car emissions is getting pushback from a Utah senator. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston reports.
Senator Mitt Romney says this won't make a real dent in global emissions, though. He's been banging this drum for a while, including in a Senate hearing last year.
But we do a lot of things that make us feel good about ourselves, but will have almost no impact on global emissions.
Romney said China pumps out about the same amount of pollution as the U.S., European Union, and Japan combined. But the Environmental Protection Agency says their new rule is worth it, as it can cut 7 billion tons of carbon out of the air. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is considering building a new interchange on I-84 in Mountain Green. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
UDOT wants to move the exit onto SR-167 that people use to go towards Huntsville to the east and extend Trappers Loop Road so it goes straight to the freeway. UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw tells me they would also shut down the current exit onto Old Highway Road, effectively separating people wanting to go to the resorts or one of the nearby reservoirs from local traffic.
We want people to be able to move freely and to get where they want to go without significant delays.
The department is taking public comment until May 31st. You can find out where to submit your comments on kslnewsradio.com. Be prepared for some disruptions with tracks train schedules because of upcoming construction and maintenance.
UTA is planning a series of nearly a dozen projects on the track system. The schedule they've released shows crews starting to work on the Blue Line Sunday, May 12th, and continuing at various locations all the way through the middle of October. In a release, Rail Infrastructure Project Manager Jacob Woden says UTA appreciates the patience and understanding of the community as they work to improve and maintain the quality, safety, and reliability of their system. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
No delays, but we do have an accident westbound on the 201, the 21st South Freeway, just after 5600 West on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Debbie is the voice of reason, and Dave reminds me of my little brother. Well-spoken, and they're a great team together.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
I have Adam Kirkham, president of the Utah Association of Realtors, with me, and he's here to talk about changes to the home selling process because of a national settlement. So, Adam, what does this settlement mean for Utah homeowners?
Yeah, Maria, while we don't know exactly how everything will change, what we do know is the value of using a realtor will be more important than ever, because we expect the settlement changes to create additional negotiations and differences in the home selling process.
Adam, how do realtors help you evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of offers?
That's a really good question. Realtors are experts of the real estate transaction. They spend their time training and learning the process. For the seller, it's a rare experience, and it can be filled with complexities, stipulated deadlines, earnest money deposits, competitive bidding situations. You really do want to rely on someone who's trained to help you with that.
How do homeowners decide what real estate services are best for them? What should they look for?
You can go to utahrealtors.com, and you'll find every member of the realtor community there, and you can find the right fit for your situation.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
The sun is out and the temps are up. It's time to seize the day and hit the road. You were born to ride, and now's the time to make your dreams a reality. Imagine the wind in your hair as you cruise on your very own power scooter. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent with Alpine Home Medical, and these scooters aren't just for getting around. They're your ticket to freedom. With speeds up to 6 miles per hour, you'll own the road like never before. From graduation to concerts and vacations, our power scooters will get you there in style and ease. Don't wait another minute. The time to ride is now. Let's start your adventure today. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Here's an easy tip from Jordan Valley Water to know when it's time to water your lawn. If you step on your grass and it pops right back up again, you don't need to water yet. For more tips, visit waittowater.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, the family of Chad Daybell is testifying in his trial today on his demeanor in the days following his wife's death. While his mom says he seemed to be grieving, his sister-in-law says His responses were mixed. KSL News Time 1238. Utah's governor is telling local leaders he wants to see progress on affordable housing within the next year, or the state could step in.
Governor Spencer Cox told leaders and home builders in St. George yesterday, quote, "We're going to be paying very close attention over the next year. Is everybody playing ball? Is this going to work?" Now, Cox did tell the St. George News this wasn't a threat, but it is like an ultimatum. What the governor wants is for cities to approve zoning and permits that pave the way for smaller plots of land that fit smaller starter homes that can sell for under $300,000. Cox says he believes building starter homes will be key to making more Utahns homeowners and not just renters. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Governor Cox is helping UDOT launch their new litter cleanup program. It's called Keeping Utah Beautiful and is open to anyone older than 14. Today, the governor will volunteer and help clean up a stretch of SR 201 near the Mountain View Corridor. Developers are getting pushback from Moab locals over a proposed luxury resort.
The proposed development involves 580 residential and commercial units over 180 acres of land. Cane Creek Preservation and Development LLC says their goal is to provide housing and economic diversification, according to the Deseret News. The advocacy group Cane Creek Development Watch is trying to prevent the resort from coming to fruition. The group says they're worried about the impact it will have on the environment, local infrastructure, and changes to the community's character and lifestyle. The area was previously a campground along the Colorado River. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
It's a delay-free drive on all of your Valley freeways, but not crash-free. One small accident westbound on the 21st South Freeway just after 5600 West, out of traffic on the right shoulder. We also had a report of an accident at 4th South and 200 West. That's in Bountiful. And then one downtown at South Temple and 1100 East. Spring has sprung, so it's time to shop IFA's Spring Flowers Sale. Now through May 19th, visit your local IFA or shop ifacountrystores.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds are moving in this Thursday afternoon ahead of a weak cold front that'll bring a few showers tonight to the overnight hours and early Friday morning. Precipitation will be generally light and will exit by noon, so the rest of Friday will be mostly sunny with highs near 60. We have a sharp warm-up on Saturday, then another storm on Sunday cools us back down with rain. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
Mostly cloudy 59 downtown. Coming up on Utah's New News, officials at Columbia University are bracing for another day of unrest after days of pro-Palestinian protests. We'll speak with one of our national correspondents live from Columbia. That's next, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Are you willing to do something today that will change every tomorrow for the rest of your life? For me, that one thing that changed everything was the day I made the decision to begin my SOTA weight loss journey. SOTA stands for state-of-the-art weight loss because it is state-of-the-art. I was so tired of being a spectator on the bench, out of the game, feeling tired and out of shape. But with my personal SOTA nutritionist, they helped me break through bad habits and poor choices and build a better me for today and for the rest of my life. No fads, no potions. I let go of 37 pounds in 90 days. I'm 2.5 years into my journey, and I am still 37 pounds down, have never felt better. The results don't lie. The difference will surprise and amaze you. I always say that when it comes to your SOTA weight loss journey, there's no time to lose, only time to win. So start winning. Your healthy tomorrow starts today. Make the decision today that will change every day for the rest of your life. Check it out. State-of-the-art weight loss at SOTAweightloss.com.
You know, Deb, you and I have had this conversation so many times. We think, oh, I wish I had a little more light here or maybe a ceiling fan there.
That's why we love Master Electrical. So anytime we have an electrical problem, we know we can call them and they will give us their upfront pricing guarantee.
Because we're not going to do it yourself. We're going to leave it to the professionals. And this upfront pricing guarantee is fantastic. I'm sure you've been bitten by bids in the past where they say, oh, that's going to take half a day. And then 2 weeks later, the bid, and the invoice have nothing to do with each other.
Not only will you get their upfront pricing guarantee, but you'll never see an upcharge. Their pricing system simply won't allow it.
Master Electrical proudly serves from Logan to Santaquin.
They do everything that has to do with electrical, and they're always open, including for emergency services. The phone number to call is 801-543-2222.
801-543-2222 or check them out online at masterelectrical.com.
Remember that first paycheck when you started working all those years ago? You looked at the net amount and thought, whoa, what happened here? Ah, the joy of taxes. It could be this way with your retirement accounts. You know how much you've saved, but if you haven't planned for Uncle Sam, you could come up short in retirement. With tax laws constantly changing, there's a lot you need to know to make sure you're not paying more than your fair share. Mike Stevens and the team at Capital Wealth Advisors can help you create a plan that shows you how taxes could affect you now and in the future. Set up your tax strategy session with Mike Stevens and Capital Wealth Advisors now. Call 801-210-5500. That's 801-210-5500. Make sure you know how these changes could affect you so you can avoid some of those whoa moments in retirement. Call 801-210-5500. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Firm may not give tax advice.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UDOT has their eyes set on a new interchange on I-84 in Mountain Green. Public comment is now open. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, thousands of students graduate today at Utah State, UVU, and the University of Utah. Students and school officials are determined not to let recent pro-Palestinian protests impact any commencement ceremonies. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have a new accident. It's Redwood Road at about South Temple. Also, a heads up for West Jordan drivers, 5600 West, 7800 South. That intersection is mostly closed except for right lanes only. It's due to some upgrades on the road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs near 60 both Thursday and Friday, but then we have a short-lived warm-up Saturday. I'm Devin Mishuli.
59 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Police are moving into clear encampments as pro-Palestinian and anti-war protests escalate at colleges coast to coast. Officers at UCLA arrested more than 130 demonstrators overnight. And in Oregon, police at Portland State University warned protesters barricaded inside the campus library Monday to leave or face arrest.
Thursday morning, Portland police following through. Officers in riot gear and armed with non-lethal rounds entering the library building and beginning the process of arresting the occupiers. The clearing operation expected to last several hours. Dave Packer, ABC News.
President Biden condemned the violence and hate speech at some campuses. More testimony in the hush money trial of Donald Trump in New York City. A lawyer for Stormy Daniels testified that he helped broker the non-disclosure agreement with Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, to keep Trump's affairs secret ahead of the 2016 election. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. There have now been more than 2,000 arrests made at protests on college campuses since Columbia University students first started demonstrating in mid-April. Officials at the university continue to brace for more unrest on campus as the protests spread across the nation. Joining me now live to talk about it is News Nation national correspondent Rich McHugh at Columbia University. And Rich, what's happening on the campus today?
Well, campus is I wouldn't say back to normal, but it's secure. There's a lot of police presence around here, and people are still going in and out of the one entranceway, which is adjacent to Hamilton Hall, which was the main academic hub, the building that was kind of occupied on Monday into Tuesday before police took it over. The latest news is that of the 300 arrests that the NYPD made Tuesday night, 109 of them were here at Columbia. And the big question for Columbia and or the big warning from Columbia and the NYPD all along has been that they believe there's outside agitators influencing this operation. And what we're learning today, or what I've confirmed today, is that approximately 29%, this number could change, but these are preliminary numbers, 29% of those arrested at Columbia alone were not students, that they were not affiliated in any way with the school. So it kind of speaks to this theory that what the mayor here in New York City is saying, there's an effort to radicalize our youth with outside agitators. So that appears to have some truth to it.
Has there been any reaction to the president's call today for peaceful protests?
Here at Columbia, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's actually even aware that he spoke. I think it was a very short speech. But there's certainly not a lot going on in New York City today. Like, you know, this morning it's been quiet here at Fordham and at CUNY. So there's not much happening. These things tend to boil up, though. Having covered this for the past couple of weeks, these things tend to boil up late afternoon into the night and early morning hours.
So, Richie, we're talking about what maybe these outside agitators. Were you able to find out any more information about that 29%, who those people were?
Not yet. They haven't released a list of them. We're learning more about some of their identities, although I can't disclose them yet because I haven't vetted their criminal backgrounds. But one of them I have vetted, and this person has an extensive background. You know, basically professional anarchist is the best way I can describe him.
All right, Richard.
Not young.
Appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
That is News Nation national correspondent Rich McHugh from Columbia University. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Ricky?
Salt Lake City PD has been working an accident at Redwood Road and South Temple on downtown's west side. We've also had road work kind of cut traffic in half. It's down. It's due to the intersection being mostly blocked at 5600 West, 7800 South. Also, an accident in the cleanup stages westbound on the 21st South Freeway just after 5600 West. It's out of traffic on the right shoulder. Elevate your home and landscape with beautiful flowers for the landscape, patio, or front porch with bedding plants or container gardens from Olson's Greenhouse. Find a retailer near you at OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We have a pair of 60s to start off the 7-day forecast. Mostly dry on Friday with the exception of a few showers in northern Utah in the morning. The rest of the day is dry with mostly sunny skies, and we continue that trend into the start of the weekend. Winds are going to be strong on Saturday from the south, which will soar a warm-up. Highs will be in the mid to upper 70s, but showers and storms move in Sunday that'll cool temperatures down back to the 50s by the afternoon, and we keep the 50s and more rain chances for the beginning of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Devin Mishuli.
Bit of sunshine, 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow up more than 300 points at this hour. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
You've been trying to hold off, but you think it's time you might need a new roof? Best move you could make is to call the highest-rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC Roofing has been working up there for 27 years. They offer the best warranty in the business, backed by Owens Corning. What's most amazing is they'll replace your entire roof in one day. Instead of Chuck with a truck showing up for a week of chaos and mayhem, you get professionals. IWC Roofing is in, they're out, and they power wash your driveway just to say thank you. They'll even send pictures from the roof so you know exactly what you're getting for your hard-earned money. Now, you think a highly skilled Owens Corning Platinum Certified contractor would charge more, but no. IWC offers a better price, and if you call now, they'll give you an extra $2,000 off your quote. $2,000 off. So call IWC Roofing for a free estimate, 801-232-5690. 232-5690, or visit IWCRoofingUtah.com.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
we have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
A happy place comes in many colors. One that leaves you feeling refreshed. Something that gets you all fired up. Or gives you the space to chill. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with Serta Pro Painters and make your happy place your home. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy. Get started today at SertaPro.com. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at SertaPro.com.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE, or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
KSL News Time 355. Gray wolves have been taken off the endangered species list. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
All things considered, gray wolves have recovered really well since nearly being hunted to extinction back in the 60s. You can thank federal protection for this, but there are now concerns that being delisted will cause the wolves to be hunted down again.
As of 2022, there are around 8,000 gray wolves living in the lower 48 states. Watching Utah's money, Johnson & Johnson is moving forward with a $6.4 billion settlement over the use of talc in their products. Tens of thousands of lawsuits claim the company's baby powder and other products have asbestos and can cause ovarian cancer. Hyatt and Peloton are partnering up to make the workout equipment available at hotels worldwide. Peloton will provide the bikes to 800 hotels this year, saying that they are encouraging guests to be at their best when traveling. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 364 points, nearly a full percent, sitting at 38,267. S&P is up by 50, the NASDAQ up by 237.
When it